ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः यशेम देवहितं यदायुः। स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम। वी आर ऑन चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 13। सो प्लीज ओपन दैट पेज इन केस वी आस्क यू टू टॉक। चैप्टर 1 सेक्शन 2 मंत्रा नंबर 13। So in this Mundak Upanishad, we have found that the student approaches the teacher. When does he approach? First, he does all the rituals, Ishtapurtam, they are called rituals, and they are good. But he thinks rituals alone are the ultimate goal. And rituals have limitations. They purify the mind. They must be done. They must be done, but that should not be considered the final goal. So, and then he thinks, okay, I should do community service. So he digs a well or makes an orphanage or builds a hospital. Those are all very good. Nothing wrong with that. They must be done. But that alone is not the final goal of the Upanishads of human birth, because it says, nahi, Bhagavan says in the Bhagavad Gita, nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing greater purifier than knowledge. Karma yoga is good, upasana is good, bhakti is good, rituals are good. But ultimately, you have to have the knowledge of who you are, and the whole Bhagavad Gita is the essence of the Upanishads. So, having done that, then there is a next level of student who. So, this student who has done these rituals goes to heaven, which is the result of good karmas, and he comes back, and then his journey continues. So, then the next one is somebody who does upasana, he does a lot of tapas. Goes to the forest, lives on, just whatever he gets, and does a lot of tapas. And that is good. But what that does is takes him through the path of the sun to Brahma Loka. So, through the higher up to the first path only takes him up to Indra Loka. The second type of student will go to Brahma Ji. And there in Brahma Loka, he will or she will study and go to the highest. But not all of them go. Some of them, they go there and they just enjoy Brahma Loka and they come back. So again, this is not the final. So then we had, last week, we had seen Pariksha Lokan. That's the most important mantra of the first section, where it says that having seen the world and realize it's not going to give me the ultimate, he develops vairagya. He develops detachment and he approaches a teacher and how humbly prostrates with humility, and the teacher has to have knowledge and abidance in the truth. So we see the student already has viveka. He knows what he wants. He has vairagya. He has detached from worldly things and come surrender to the teacher. He has mumukshutvam. But they say, what about, you know, shat sampatti? What about that? Does he have that? And because that all four are required, sadhan chatu. So he has number one, number two, number four, but he's missing number three. So let us see whether he has that or not. So chapter one, section two, mantra number 13. Varsha Ben, you have that?
Yes.
Tasmai savidvan upasannaya samyak.
Tasme sa vidvan upashannaya samyaka.
Prashanta chittaya samanvitaya.
Prashanta chittaya samanvitaya.
Yenaksharam purusham veda satyam.
Yenaksharam purusham veda satyam.
Provachatam tatvato brahma vidyam.
Provachatam tatvato brahma vidvam.
So you can please mute. We'll all chant together. Tasmai sa vidvan upasannaya samyak prashanta chittaya shamanvitaya yenaksharam purusham veda satyam provachatam tatvato brahma vidyam. So let's see, does he have shat sampatti or not? The third one. Tasmai. So tasmai means to that student. Saha vidwan. So vidwan here refers to the guru, who is the wise guru. But it can also refer to the student, that even though he is not vidwan at the level of the guru, but at least he is on the right path. So, but here mostly it refers to the guru, who is vidwan, who is the all-knowing. So, upasannaya samyak. So, this student has very well approached. Upasannaya means having approached samyak very well. So, he has very well approached the teacher, as we said, with humility, with surrender. And also, what does he have? Prashanta chitta. His mind is shant. Shanta is peaceful. Prashanta means prakarshena shanta, extremely peaceful, chitta mana. And shama anvitaya, and he has shama. Shama is control of the mind. So now we see the shat sampatti coming. He has quietude of the mind, he has controlled his senses, shama dama, uparati, he has withdrawn. Then he has shraddha, you know, faith in the teacher. So slowly we see that all those qualities are also there in this student. The shat sampatti is all there. He has shraddha, he has faith, and he has samadhan. He has willingness to study this knowledge. So then yena, so what should the teacher do? So this particular mantra is for the teacher. Having given the qualities of the student, what should the teacher do? Yena aksharam purusham veda satyam. So that by which this akshara purusha can be known. And what is akshara purusha? Satyam, the supreme truth, which can be known, provacha, should be taught to him tatvato, in essence. This brahma vidya should be taught. So they are saying that a student who has approached the teacher in this way and surrendered himself or herself, it is the teacher's duty to give him the highest knowledge without holding anything back. So we see that the shat sampatti we talked about, he has duly approached. His mind has to be quiet. See, unless your mind is quiet and peaceful, the knowledge will not stay. So if your mind is very agitated in the world, doing too many things all day, spending too much time on your phone, spending too much time talking to just unnecessarily. So extra time we have should be spent in quietening the mind. Sit in silence, do some japa, do some puja, maybe go for a walk and see God everywhere. So mind has to be made quietened, not only in the spiritual field, also in the world. Think about it. If you want to be successful, if your mind is disturbed, you won't be, whether it's in a business or especially musicians, they want to compose something, or a writer, or a scientist who wants to find the truth of something has to have the mind quietened. This reminds me of the movie Taal, it was a worldwide best, best, most, best successful movie. And the songs were very famous. They were the best. And the producer had taken the music director and the composer of the songs out of Bombay. He said, "You don't need to stay in Bombay." Put them in a cottage in the mountains and said, "You stay here 6 months and compose the songs. And I'll pay your salary, take care." So the point is that if your mind is very much involved in the world, you cannot. So your mind has to be relaxed, has to be calm. Talking about relax, this lady went to the doctor and she says, "Doctor, these sleeping pills you gave me are amazing. I have never been so relaxed in my life." So doctor says, "Yeah, but make sure you take only one." She says, "No, I don't take them. I give them to my husband. That's why I am relaxed." So
That's it.
so here, this student is calm and relaxed because he has spent time in the ashram. And he goes to the teacher and says, "You can now operate on me." See, he has given up his worldly duties, and now whatever duties are assigned in the ashram, he does. If he has to clean the ashram, clean the bathrooms, pick up the dirt, whatever work, help in cooking, help the guru's wife in cooking, mother. So whatever work is assigned, he does it willingly because he says, "Teacher, now I am all yours. And you now take care of my life." He has surrendered his life. It's like when you surrender to the surgeon, you say, "Okay, you operate. I don't know what's wrong with me." So same way, he is surrendering to the teacher. And then it is also said, Shankaracharya ji says that the doshas, the faults we have to eliminate. They're called darpadi dosha. Darpa means arrogance, pride, false pride. So darpo, dambo, bimanastam, Bhagavan says in the 16th chapter, all these arrogance, pride, a false show off has to go. Then Bhagavan says in the 13th chapter, amanitvam, adambitvam. So amanitvam means this idea that I am somebody great or I am good, that should be dropped. And this show off, also idea is humility. It's a beautiful incident happened. Gurudev was interviewing people for his, Brahmachari course. So Swami Chinmayananda used to go to different places, or students would come to be interviewed before they were selected. And Swami Tejomayananda ji was helping him, was his guru, was just like his assistant, sitting outside, sending the next applicant and so on. And so one came out and Guruji asks him, "How did it go?" He says, "It went very well. I inspired Gurudev." He said, so Guruji has told this story. He said, "This guy, I knew, ye nahi jayega. He's not going to be selected. When you think you can inspire the master, where are you?" So that is one, the quality of the student. And what should be known? Akshara Brahma, Akshara Purusham. Akshara means there is no vikaras, no destruction. So what is our shat vikaras? Everybody knows asti, jayate, vardate, parinamyate, apakshyate, vinashyati. All of us go through six modifications. Asti, we are in the mother's womb. Then jayate, we are born. Then we grow. vardhate, then parinamyate, then we are slowly changing our body, our hair, all those things are changing. Then slowly we deteriorate, become weaker, and then die. So these six modifications happen to all of us. But in Akshara Brahma, there are none of these modifications. That is why we say God always was, always is, and always will be. And there is no change because God is constant. That is called Akshara Brahma, which is referred as the supreme. And it is called Purusha. What is the meaning of Purusha? Generally, Purusha means man in our colloquial language, but in Sanskrit, in the Upanishads, when they refer to Purusha, there are two meanings. One is Purnatvat iti Purusha. Purusha means that consciousness,
Complete.
that Bhagwan who is complete, Purna, complete. And second is Purishayanat iti Purusha, that who resides in this city of nine gates. They say Navadware Pure Dehi. We have two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth, seven, and two below, nine. Some Upanishads say 11. Besides these nine, there is one in the belly button and one the Randhra Chakra, the thousand petal, which only yogis go out of that. You and I, when we leave our body, we may go through the mouth, ears, whatever, but yogis go out. So there are 11 holes or gates in this city of 11 gates. And Purusha is the one that resides. And what is the knowledge? Tattvato in essence. So there is three kinds of knowledge: Vyavaharik Satta, Pratibhasik Satta, and Paramarthik Satta. Vyavaharik means our day-to-day relationships. We relate with our family, our friends, our business associates. We relate with this computer, this chair, this phone. So that is Vyavaharik Satta, all our relationships, or what we consider as this reality, that we consider as this ultimate reality. But they say that is transactional reality. It is not absolute, Vyavaharik. Then second is Pratibhasik, means appearance. So like in a dream, when I'm in a dream, I think the dream is real and I give a lot of importance, but when I wake up, then I come back to the Vyavaharik Satta. So when I'm seeing a dream, or when I see a snake upon a rope, I think the snake is real, or when I see a mirage in the desert, that is called Pratibhasik. But what the teacher has to take him is to the Paramarthik Satta, the absolute truth, the absolute. That's why it says Tattvato, in essence, that Satyam, that truth has to be explained by the teacher in essence, and that is Brahma Vidya. So now we have in this mantra completed Apara Vidya. Not the lower knowledge, but the preparatory knowledge, what is helping the student to prepare for this highest. So that has already been covered, and from the next mantra onwards, we
Next
will
section.
do the paravidya. And we have seen the student is qualified and he has humility. So two things are required. You have to prepare yourself and be humble. Okay, we'll end here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you. Hari Om.